Hey, this is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 214 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. And in this episode, I've got a good one. It's really cool. It's a barbecue joint in Portland. I interview Kyle Rensmeyer. Maybe it's Rensmeyer. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong. Kyle. Kyle from Holy Trinity Barbecue in Portland, Oregon. As of a year ago, roughly a year ago, they were QPDX, but he changed that name, and we go into why he changed that name. And Holy Trinity Barbecue is an awesome name for a barbecue spot, and what he's doing is awesome. He's from Dallas, went to school in Texas A&M and College Station, and then got a job within his field but didn't like it, then ended up working on the corporate side for 7-Eleven, which is based in Dallas. I didn't know that. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. 7-Eleven's everywhere. So they ended up transferring him to Portland, so that's how he ended up in Portland. And then realized that there wasn't a lot of great barbecue up there. And he craved the barbecue that he had growing up in Texas. So he bought a Yoder smoker. And then from there transitioned to a Lang. And then got a Moberg, a 500-gallon Moberg. So he has that 500-gallon Moberg. Plus, he just got a Harper barbecue pit, 1,000-gallon. He just got it recently. And this, in the interview we talk about, he was about to get it. So this is another interview during the COVID time. So we talk about what he was doing, like when COVID started, how he's brainstorming. And it's really clever. He's some things that I hadn't heard other people doing, he wanted to do. He sells out of a food trailer, so, and it's in a cart pod. So there's like 7 or 8 of them. And it makes complete sense. And so you can order ahead or walk up. They're now open Wednesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. or until they sell out. During the COVID times, he was putting together a bunch of sausage collaborations with really cool, you'll love it. It's really interesting stuff. Right now, he's stopping those collabs. He's going to be doing some collabs in September, but September is 5 million years away. Or it's tomorrow. Who knows when it is? I'm not sure, but you really like Kyle. He's a cool guy. He actually went to a class with Dylan Taylor from Goldie's Barbecue. Talks about that and Lane and those guys. Just a great interview all around. So if you're ever up in the Portland area, Seattle, Portland up there, stop in, check him out. I'll put a map below. He's definitely a great addition to the West Coast barbecue family, if we're all part of the West Coast barbecue family here. Kyle, I really appreciate you taking the time. And this episode is brought to you by Treaty Oak Distilling. That's treatyoakdistilling.com, or you could go visit them at their location. Open 6 days a week in Dripping Springs, 26 acres, sprawling place. Have Alice's Restaurant, which is a barbecue and live fireplace. Just a killer, killer location. And they have a little market on site. Go online, you can order ahead of time. They have mixed cocktails there. They're coming out with their own cocktails, like old fashions and things that are already pre-mixed cocktails. Just a killer brand, great people. They switched over to make hand sanitizer during the early stages of COVID. Eventually they'll be going back to making their bourbons and gins and rums, but they still have a lot on hand. Definitely worth checking them out. So go to treeoakdistilling.com or visit them at their location. And if you are enjoying these, please subscribe. That way you don't miss out. I have 2 to 3 coming out per week, especially during this COVID time. I know there's a lot of downtime, so you get a chance to listen to those and catch up. There's over 200 episodes, really great people, amazing humans, all within different facets of the barbecue world. So you can check out those. I have a website at kevinsbbqjoints.com. with links to all the podcasts, YouTube stuff, as well as write-ups and different, I've been compiling different content, like recently compile all the barbecue photographers that I interviewed, and I compile all the different couples that I interviewed together. There's some cool stuff that's there. Check it out, kevinsbbqjoints.com. But at the end, please stay safe, and thank you so much for listening. Hey, what's up, Kyle? How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah, it's good to to finally be able to do this. It's been a journey.
It's been a while.
How are things with COVID and the whole, how is Portland handling this?
Things are manageable out here. We have definitely been on the cautious side, Oregon in general. Being in a food cart, I feel like we're in a little bit of a better spot, just because there's not a whole lot of people having to move into the, walk through the restaurant.
Well, that's
or,
true.
Having to create some kind of drive-through. I know a lot of places are doing that. So for a couple of weeks, we kind of planned a lot of different ideas on what to do. We tried a little drive-through. We did some vacuum sealed stuff, and really just settled on doing some pre-order stuff online, and then having our walk-up business as well. So kind of being able to merge both of those together.
So that makes a lot of sense. So did you have the ability to order online prior to this?
No, we just set it up for this reason. And, initially we figured, oh, we'll do vacuum sealed stuff and we'll portion it out and, log
Yeah.
every package that we have. We'll list it online, have people order it, and I'll just go load up the cooler in the back of my truck and I'll deliver it around town. Did that for about a day and a half before that got shut down.
Oh, they stopped you from doing it? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Interesting.
there was an anonymous complaint that said that we're not allowed to do that, and so the health department called me and we got shut down on that. So
Interesting.
yeah, so from there we took a week to kind of reassess what we wanted to do, and just landed on, we already built out this website that has pre-order capabilities. We might as well utilize that. So kind of put together two different packages and let people order those, and then, maintain some walk-up business as well.
That's smart. How has the business been?
It's been really good. Our walk-up business is down just a little bit, but the pre-order stuff has been really remarkable, how much people are ordering and,
That's so nice.
planning ahead with their meals, and really just like, hey, I'm gonna order this food for my family for lunch or dinner or whatever it is. Getting a lot of that, so it's
And that's
been good.
perfect. Like barbecue lends itself perfectly for that.
Yeah, definitely. I look at it as like we're preserving this meat to begin with, by cooking it for.
You're getting it to a step, like a step further. That's just now, it's just keeping refrigerated or frozen or the proper.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of people are just, picking this stuff up and tossing it in their oven on low until they're ready to eat it, and they come out and eat it for dinner or whatever, and it's perfect.
That's awesome. Well, for and if someone's just checking in and they don't know about Holy Trinity, what do you guys offer? Meat wise, or what are the packages? What are the things online? So say someone's just jumping on this just to find out what do you have going, and then I want to get your history because I'm really curious. But
So we started out with the family pack, which is a pound of brisket, a whole rack of ribs, pound of pulled pork, four sausages, and then quarts of our beans, our cheesy grits, our coleslaw, and four banana puddings. That was $120.
That's
And
awesome.
then
That's a
they,
great deal. That's good.
yeah, yeah. And then the single dad was a package that someone recommended,
That's
one of my
funny.
regulars, and was just like, hey, I don't need this much food. I just need food for me and my kids, and call it the single dad because I'm a single dad. And so I thought that was hilarious.
That's hilarious.
And so we literally cut it in half, and that's been our most popular thing ever since.
That's really cool. I'm gonna try to highlight. Do you have a link to that on your Instagram, or do you have?
Yeah, it's on our website. I'll send you the link to it.
Yeah, I
It's
think it'd be fun to just promote that because I think it would get some traction. Just people would think it's a clever way to and it's people are looking for anything that could spark a smile these days.
Yeah, exactly. I'm toying around with doing another one called the Drunk Uncle, and making it one for just one person who's just going to go home and, get a six pack of beer and eat a big plate of barbecue.
That's perfect.
Yeah, I need to figure out what all is going to go into that, but I
It'd
think
probably be more protein heavy and a less sides, or maybe like starchy sides, things that aren't like that could be like for the stoner uncle too. But I think drunk uncle works better for like publicity.
For sure.
That's really cool. That's you're clever. That's nice. It's and I've been also like working on these things called Behind the Barbecue Front Lines because I always find it interesting how people are adapting and doing things like Jordan Wright at Wright's Barbecue. They cut down a tree in their drive so they can create a drive-through. They
Oh,
actually have
wow.
so it's just it's interesting and like creating those packages. Those really help, and I've noticed a lot of people doing family packs, and that it just becomes like brainless for people because they're dealing with so many other things in life.
I definitely noticed that people are putting a lot of more preparation and thought into their meals and what they're eating. I think everyone's kind of gotten to the wit's end with
Yeah.
cooking at home and, for days and weeks at a time. And so everyone's looking for something to get out and get for dinner or lunch or whatever. And being able to reserve that ahead of time and take the guesswork out of it has definitely been a factor in people's decision making.
Yeah, and people feel more comfortable navigating their way out of their house and back in. Like, it's not as scary as it was. I don't know, 5, 6, how many ever weeks ago it was. And you know what? You also, too, I don't know if you know, you're part of my team because I'm California, you're Oregon, and North Washington. We're all like, aren't we a group? Like,
Yeah.
aren't the governors all together, like, to deal with stuff? I
Yeah,
think.
exactly. We'll all open at the same time, and all of us will be able to go out into the world at the
Exactly. Yeah.
same
Like,
time.
yeah, we should all like have our phones like synced together. My friend lives in Seattle, and so it's just funny how that happens. Well, let's go back. Holy Trinity wasn't the first name, but let's go further back. Where did you
Yeah.
grow up?
So I grew up just outside Dallas, a little suburb called Coppell. Grew up there, spent my entire childhood through high school there, went to College Station, Texas A&M,
Oh.
graduated from there, and then moved back home. And then, I'm sorry, I moved to Austin for a little bit, and then moved back home.
What was your major?
Agribusiness,
So
yeah.
did you go into that? Like, how now what could
Yeah.
that with that major, what can you do?
Yeah, so after college, I went and worked in just north of Austin in Round Rock for a small commodity trading company. And we traded animal feed for dairies out in West Texas and New Mexico. So it's just this little tiny building. It's probably not super far from where Liberty Barbecue
Okay.
is up in Round Rock. If I'm imagining where that place is, I think we were probably a quarter mile or a tenth of a mile from there.
How far away were you? Was that from that AAA? Isn't there a AAA baseball stadium out there?
Yeah, that's
Is that more north?
I think it's east.
East, more east. Yeah, more east.
Yeah, like heading out towards like Taylor.
Taylor, yeah.
Yeah.
And Hutto, right? Isn't there
Yeah.
like.
So yeah, I worked there for about a year and a half before moving back to Dallas.
Do you still dabble in that at all, or is that something? Okay.
No, it was one of those like, hey, this fits perfectly with my major. I feel comfortable with it. Got into it and just didn't really dig it that much.
Yeah.
Ended up getting a job with 7-Eleven in Dallas. That's where they're headquartered.
I didn't know
Yeah, and worked for them for about 5 years.
on the corporate side.
Yeah, so I was with them for about 2 years at their corporate office, and then they basically moved me out to Portland to work in the field, and I was a district manager out in Portland.
How many 7-Elevens are there?
Thousands, millions, I don't know. There was I want to say when I left, there was probably like 8,000 in the US.
It's interesting. It's an interesting business model, and I lived in Japan for a year, and there was a place called Lawson's that was like seemed identical to, like, it was like Japanese version of 7-Eleven. I always wondered if it was like somehow connected, but if your eyes, you didn't spark any interest. Yeah, that's, I don't think so.
No, there's I mean, it's really interesting because they started in Dallas. I lived in the neighborhood that was like where the first 7-Eleven was. It was like right around the corner from my house,
Oh, interesting.
in Oak Cliff. That company ended up going out of business, and then the Japan subsidy or sub franchise of it
Oh.
ended up buying them, and so now they're yeah, there's a whole thing.
Oh wow, that's interesting. The reason why you got pulled out to Portland was because of 7-Eleven.
Yeah. So worked for them for about 3 years, and basically as soon as I got out here, I was really missing barbecue, and so I just kind of like set out and started cooking my own.
Did you ever eat any spots in Portland?
Oh yeah. I went to pretty much every spot there was at the time, and just really was not finding what I was looking for.
It's sparse out there. Like, it's not,
Yeah,
there's
for
not that
sure.
many. Wow. So then, so you did you get your where did you get your first pit?
My first pit was a Yoder,
Okay.
just like a backyard stick burner. Had that for a little while, and then upgraded to a Lang trailer smoker before I got my current pit, which is the Moberg.
Moberg. And then you also have on order a Harper, right?
Yeah, so hopefully in like 3 weeks I'll be down your direction picking it up. But yeah, I'm Harper 1,000 gallon.
That's really cool. No, I didn't know. Like, I was talking to Drew, and I was kind of quizzing him all the places because I wanted to promote places that had his pits. And he's
Yeah.
like, "Holy Trinity!" I'm like, "Wait, I was supposed to talk." And I'm like, "I might be talking to him at 10 o'clock tonight." That was like the night
Yeah.
that. And he's like, "What are you? You're crazy!" I'm like, "I'm trying to get these in while it's, while we're trapped."
Yeah,
But
exactly.
oh, so you have a you said 500 Moger or 1,000?
500 gallon Moberg. It's one of the trailer pits.
Gotcha. How long did that take to get?
I was on the beginning, like before he got super slammed with orders, but I think I still waited about 6 months to get it.
Oh, that's not too bad. Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible.
Wow. So when you first started, how were you at cooking?
Terrible. I started on that little Yoder and I made such bad barbecue for a long time.
When did you start selling it though?
Oh, when I started selling it.
No, 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 no. I was like, I'm curious about that because I've talked to even people like Billy Durney, and he's like the first like brisket that he made on his porch or like a little stoop in his apartment was just god awful. And that's, yeah, I've made some pretty bad ones on bullets and different things.
Yeah, so I started cooking on that Yoder. I probably had it for about a summer before I was out at like a summer street fair. It might have been the same summer that I had that pit, and I was eating barbecue from some stall. Somebody came and set up at the street fair, and it was just like crock pot pulled pork and grilled ribs, like boiled grilled ribs, and I was just like, oh, this is not what I wanted. And I was talking to a friend and basically just like I could make better barbecue than this. And so I started like thinking about it. I was like, well, I'm gonna need a new smoker because this one's definitely not big enough. And so I kind of just went all in and bought the Lang and started cooking like that next summer, basically getting it all, or getting everything situated, like getting the pit and practicing and everything. And then the whole next summer, I think that was about 2016, started going around to any place that would let me and selling barbecue.
Like breweries and things and or
I
like
will I
Portland's
had one.
coffee place? No.
No, there. See, the interesting thing is like in Portland, most of the breweries are pretty well established. They've been around for decades
True.
now, and so a lot of them already have kitchens built out. So like me asking to come in barbecue. Kind of cuts into
Yeah,
everything
that's true.
I'm doing already, and so I was kind of limited to the number of breweries I could go to. I found one up in Washougal, which is Washington, out east about 20 miles. The owner and brewmaster there, such an awesome dude. He let me come out and sell barbecue because they didn't have a kitchen.
Gotcha. So where were you popping up at?
It was called 5440 Brewing. I'd do that, and then I'd go to all these street fairs around town,
Okay.
Hawthorne, Mississippi, Alberta, Division, Clinton, any street fair during the summer. It's basically like every weekend, every other weekend was probably a
Wow.
street fair. And so I'd kind of alternate between going to the brewery and then going to these street fairs.
Were you called QPDX then?
Yeah, QPDX was our name at the time. My thinking was like, oh, I'll start this like barbecue empire, and I'll have like a Q barbecue in Portland, and I'll have one in Bend, and I'll have one in San Francisco. Naive me was like thinking that was a good idea, and it was not a very good name in terms of like people understanding what it meant or where it was coming from. I decided to switch it up and go with Holy Trinity.
And then, but also with Holy Trinity, there's that probably those groups of people that are like thinking it has some religious, like it
Yeah,
even.
that definitely happens a lot. I get a lot of people asking if I'm part of the church, and I have to
Yeah,
explain that there's another religion and there's
yeah,
barbecue.
that's a great like segue for people. Let's say, yeah, there is a different religion. It's barbecue and it's the Holy
Exactly.
Trinity. That's really cool. So then, when you switched over, was it like a year ago or 2 years ago when you switched over?
Yeah. Next week is 1 year of us being open at the cart. So it's about a year ago.
What is the cart area? Is it one of those places that's like a Portland food cart area, or is it separate of other?
Yeah, when I first started, I got reached out to by a developer saying, hey, we're going to build out this cart pod. There's going to be these kind of amenities and stuff like that.
Oh.
But in the meantime, it's just a parking lot. And so I bit on the plan, the long-term plan. And so I kind of operated in the parking lot temporarily. We just moved into the cart pod, like the finished cart pod, in March. So we've been in there for about 2 months now.
Oh, wow. Oh, so it's okay, super fresh. So how many places are in that?
There's like eight carts now. We got like a taco cart, a fried chicken cart, gyro cart, cake cart,
That's
all different
rad.
kinds of food.
I love and see that's something that we don't have here in Los Angeles. And when I lived in Austin or outside Austin, coming in, like I love that they had that. And when I'd visit Portland for business, I love that. Like you could, that's a nice because then you could satisfy a number of people. And like I can go to barbecue and someone else or my girlfriend can get whatever. Like it just works out good.
It's great. One of our neighbor carts does fried chicken and JoJo's, which is kind of like a Portland staple, and it's awesome because we don't have a fryer. Our kitchen is basically the smoker and a two burner inside the pit or inside the cart, and it's great because he does everything fried basically, and so it's a nice like you can get smoked meat and you can get something fried
You
from
could
him.
hit all those. Are all those carts open right now during COVID, or are they?
The first couple weeks, it was basically like one cart was open. It was the taco cart was open 7 days a week. The fried chicken cart was open like 2 days a week, 2 to 3 days a week. We were open 3 days a week. And since then, the last couple weeks, more and more carts have been opening up. So I think we're at like five carts right now.
Are you open 4 days a week?
We're just 3 days a week.
Three
We're
days a
Friday
week.
through Sunday.
What were you before this?
Yeah, so we started out at 2 days a week. It was just Saturday, Sunday, because I was working Monday through Friday at the time. Once I left my Monday through Friday job, we went to Thursday through Sunday. And then right around that time, it kind of got to be winter and we really slowed down. So we just cut it to Friday through Sunday. And we've been
Gotcha.
at that for a while.
Gotcha. And as things maybe as they change, would you want to be open at least 4 days, right?
Yeah, we'll definitely move to 4 days. I'm kind of waiting until we get back from getting our new pit and get that whole process, figuring out what we can do in 3 days with the new pit. I'd like to be open a little bit longer on the days that we're open right now and stay open until maybe early dinner.
That would be nice.
Yeah, so I want to see what we can do in those 3 days before we start looking to add.
Once you got the Morbourg, did you see a change in your barbecue? Like, were you able, or was it time-wise? Like, were there any noticeable changes when you got the Morbourg?
Definitely some changes. You cook on these reverse flows and in theory they cook a lot more even. There's just something about the offset pit that just works. And I know there's science and thermodynamics behind that, but I'm just a simple dude that likes to barbecue and it just
You
works.
don't have to know all that. Like, there are guys that need to know that. Like, it's within them that they have to.
But it definitely made a noticeable increase, an improvement. And then I went and took Dylan Taylor's class
Yeah, I
on
heard about that.
barbecue. That dude has forgotten more than I know about barbecue. And I mean, he's like 18 years old.
Yeah, he'll never age. He's probably a vampire or something. There's something weird about him.
Yeah, just stays awake at night and comes out and feeds on briskets.
Some of those, yeah, exactly. Some of those slices that they're showing at Goldie's now too look so ridiculous. Like it looks fake. It doesn't look real. So how was that class?
Oh, it was unbelievable. Super cool to just hang out with Dylan and Lane and Johnny and Jalen and the whole crew was there at some point. They were working the night before, and so they came crawling out of their rooms at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It was just super cool and really like I learned how to barbecue up here and just looking online and looking at pictures and trying to figure out like, okay, here's this thing that I want to like create. I want to create this slice of brisket. How do I do that? And I'd go and try it and fail miserably 9 times out of 10. And really what I learned is just the process and figuring out what my process was going to be. And they helped tremendously with that.
Wow, that's nice. I've only heard good things, and I've seen some people filming a couple times at his place, just like for a little bit, and it just sounds like it's definitely something where I think you get a lot out of it. There's a lot of classes out there, and I think his. I don't know if he's probably isn't doing his right now, right? I'm sure they've kind of stopped.
Yeah, I don't know for sure, but definitely recommend it to anybody. If
Huh.
they do start doing it again, definitely recommend
What
it.
did you take that?
That was probably February or March of 2018.
Okay, so it was a little while back.
Yeah, maybe no, 2019. Yeah, it time is
Yeah, time
different.
doesn't matter anymore. I don't know why I
Yeah,
asked.
I think it was last year. Yeah.
So it was pre-COVID. That's
Yeah.
all that matters.
Yeah,
It
all
was
that matters.
like AD and BC, you know, it's just going to be so strange now. But well, so that's cool. So that did definitely did people start to when did people start to take notice of you and start to become like regular when there's regular customers? And do you make your sausage from scratch?
Yeah, we had been doing this, pop up at all these street fairs and at breweries and stuff like that for a while. And then I kind of like subsided and did it just from my backyard and just like had people come and pick stuff up for probably a year. Of just doing that. So I had a decent following in terms of like people paying attention to us for a little while. It's not like I just, started an Instagram account and a website and pulled up the kit on this at some place and started selling. So we had a decent amount of people like, eyes on it before. I don't remember exactly how it happened, but I chatted with our local like eater editor down here, and she wrote a story on us, and that's kind of when it blew up. And that was like February, because I had kind of had this plan in mind for a while of opening a food cart. So February rolls around, I think I had some details and we chatted. She wrote a little article on us, and that's when things kind of blew up and was like, okay, we need to get this rolling now. February of last year, we opened in May, just kind of been at it ever since.
And it seems like a lot of times, like Eater broke like Trudy's Underground Barbecue. Like once you get Eater and then maybe Thrillist and a couple of them, all of a sudden it's like you can't get a hold of the people anymore. So
Yeah.
it's like mayhem. So it's amazing the power that they have, and it's good or bad. They have a lot of power.
Yeah. Definitely helped expose us to a lot more people and at least get some information out about where we were going to be and how to get a hold of us a little bit better.
In May of last year, were you doing scratch-made sausage?
Yeah. We started out making sausage from scratch. Kudos to, props to Lane and Dylan for helping me.
Oh, they helped you too. Okay.
Yeah, they helped me figure out like what goes into sausage. I had never made it before. Those dudes are crazy awesome. So
That's cool.
yeah, helped me figure out a all beef Czech sausage, basically. Probably not too far off from what they're serving right now at their restaurant,
Oh,
but
cool.
theirs is definitely way better. And then we have a Oaxaca Serrano sausage that's a pork and beef blend.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, and then we right now we're in the middle of a sausage series that we're doing with a lot of other restaurants and food carts
Yeah, I
in town.
wanted to talk about that.
Yeah, there's a lot of really cool things happening in the food industry right now amongst a lot of terrible stuff and people making a lot of lemonade out of lemons and donating food to frontline workers and giving free food to people who have lost their jobs. And so I really wanted to highlight some of the people that are doing that here in town. So I started this sausage series. Sausage is kind of the underrated meat in barbecue, I think.
I
There's,
agree wholeheartedly. It's like one of my favorite things, though.
yeah,
Yeah.
it's it
When it's
people,
done right, it's so good.
yeah, you know, people just don't really know what goes into making sausage and the work and effort and the reason behind making sausage. So I
Especially on the
figured,
West Coast, too.
oh yeah, exactly. I mean, let alone in Texas, understanding that, but then coming out to the West Coast and doing Texas barbecue out here, people just there's not a lot of information or understanding of why. And so I figured that would be the perfect medium for helping to understand what these other people are doing that's good in the community and doing some really cool stuff with them.
So, can you give some examples? Didn't you just have one?
Yeah, we had our first one this past weekend with a Korean cart called Kim Jong Grillin. It was a pot sticker sausage, so it was a pork, steamed cabbage,
Oh.
sesame oil, diced carrots. It was unbelievable. It tasted just like a pot sticker, except without the little wrapper.
And the sesame oil, that's a great little addition. That's interesting. I bet you not many people are doing that.
I don't love the smell of raw meat all the time, but that was like opening up his mixture that he made for us and just smelling it was unbelievable. The sesame oil really set it off.
And that's
So
funny too. I also like you. We were talking. You said that sausage is underrated. I feel like sesame oil is underrated for as in the group of oils.
oh yeah, for sure. It was unbelievable. It was so cool. This week we're doing a currywurst with our fried chicken cart neighbor, Jojo. So we're gonna do. I just made some sausage, some bratwurst for that. He's gonna work on the currywurst ketchup to get with it. And then we have a Nick Cham brisket boudin sausage that I'm pretty stoked on. It's like a fish sauce mix that we're putting in with the brisket and burnt ends.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and then we have a pepperoni pizza sausage that's gonna have like some sun-dried tomatoes, some fresh mozzarella, some pepperoni mix, some fresh oregano, and then we're doing a hot sausage with our brewery in town.
These sound like ones that like Brian Bingham from Bodacious would be like stoked
He's getting a lot of messages from me right now
Is he?
on, I got questions every day on what I'm trying to do, and that
How great
dude's
is
a pop
Brian for
star.
like he's such a nice guy and he's so open about all the
Unbelievable, yeah. He's awesome. So he's definitely been the guide on the side in terms of helping me figure out what direction to go with all
See,
this.
and I'm wearing a Bodacious
I
hat.
know. I know.
Remember, that's see,
It's
I'm psychic. I knew that. I just, I
rad.
figured once you start talking about these really fuckies, I'm like, okay, I'm assuming there's could be potentially a connection with Brian because
Oh, yeah.
his, he shows. And but it, are you posting like puns like he does, like or music like he always?
Not quite. I'm not that clever,
Yeah, no,
but.
he's pretty damn clever. Like it's, I think he's more clever than he knows he is clever.
For sure.
But that also, so is this gonna be like a weekly thing for the
Yeah,
next
it's
couple weeks?
each week for the month of May, and then we'll go back to our normal sausages, at least in some form or fashion.
Are people digging them?
Oh yeah. We went through, I think, like 45 pounds of sausage last week, which for us that's like unbelievable. We're normally like 20 to 25 pounds a week, and so going through 45 pounds was awesome. Yeah, we're donating all the proceeds to different charities and groups, nonprofits around town.
That's awesome.
So the first one was a farm-to-table nonprofit here in town, and we were able to donate $440 last week to them.
That's cool. That's awesome. If someone, like, say 6 months from now wanted you to make something funky for sausage wise, a collaboration that would you'd be down for probably it.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely.
So let's talk again about what you guys are serving, because we kind of went over the meat. So what proteins do you have right now?
So we have brisket, ribs, and sausage, which is, our trinity.
You have to, yes.
We have pulled pork, pork belly burn-ins, and
Oh,
then on
nice.
Saturdays and Sundays we have beef ribs.
And then sidewise.
Sides, we have cheesy grits, pinto beans, coleslaw, and banana pudding.
Are you selling out? Like right now? I always ask that, but this time of year, this time it's weird.
Yeah, we kind of made a plan with this, with all of our pre-sale stuff. We would do our best not to run out. We always say 11 until sold out. We try and make it till about 3 o'clock before we sell out of anything. There's some days where we go overboard on what we think we're gonna make, and we're still out by 1:30. We typically sell out by about 2, but the last couple of weeks we've been making it till 3, but we've
Right.
been loading up our pit.
Are there benches or tables that people can sit at?
We're not allowing anybody
Okay.
to sit outside right now. Everything has a placard on it that says, "Please do not sit here."
Okay. I didn't know if they're doing some kind of spacing or I guess it's I guess you really can't trust, not that you can't trust people, but it's just people get so used to sitting close to people that it's not a good idea.
Yeah, we definitely have a lot of space where we're at, but we're still just erring on the side of caution.
Do you have gift cards online?
We do. I'm kind of in between gift cards right now. We just switched from Square to another POS system,
Okay.
so yeah, we're kind of getting rid of our Square gift cards
Okay.
for now.
So once you have those, let me know, because I'd like to.
Okay.
I have a list. I have a separate list of places that have, like you've seen. So I just want to make sure that I could highlight it, and also when I do, I could update the posts and stuff that we've done for
Gotcha.
this, so that way it just keeps it up to date. So when people see it, it's important. So is Portland, the food scene in Portland, It's and, or the scene in Portland in general, because I've visited a number of times and I know that what's the Fred Armisen show? Portlandia. Is it,
Portlandia.
do you see aspects of Portland? Do you watch, have you seen Portlandia
Oh
before?
yeah,
Yeah.
I've definitely seen Portlandia. It's a weird place. I mean, there's a lot of weirdness up here.
In the best way, but it's
Yeah, I mean, there's a guy that was on that show that has like, this big beard and wears a kilt and, like has this, he just looks like Portland. He made a little quick cameo on the show, and he works at the hardware store right down the street. I
That's
mean,
funny.
it's definitely an interesting place.
Yeah. Well, and it's also funny, like this, there's like a store that like sold knots, or there's like, and
Oh yeah.
the, where's your area located? Is it called something? So if someone
Yeah.
visits, they know it's in the blah, blah, blah area.
Yeah, so Portland's kind of broken up into quadrants. I think there's like six quadrants now or seven quadrants, which doesn't make any sense, but that's how they decided to do it. So downtown's like southwest, then there's northwest, northeast, and then southeast. And we're in southeast Portland.
Southeast, okay. Say when the planes do fly again and you fly into PDX, like where would you, how long would it take to get to you?
15, 20
Okay.
minutes, just right down 205, exit Powell, and go down Powell till you see the big blue cart.
Nice. That's cool. I'm excited. I'm glad that we finally did this, and I'm excited
Yeah.
that you're still around and that it's, you know, it's not easy, but it sounds like you're making your way and that people are supporting you, which is really great. And that's another reason why I like to do these. I hopefully some bit more people will hear about you and want to support you because they should. That's
Ah, thank you. Yeah, it's definitely been eye-opening in terms of seeing the people that are making an effort to come out and support us,
Good.
and their money with us. I'm pretty humbled by it every day when I see people come out, week after week after week. I'm like, man, I don't know what's going on with your intestinal system. Like, you don't need to be eating this much barbecue, but thank you for doing it. Yeah, we have a lot of really, really dedicated, devoted regulars that come out weekly, so I'm pretty amazed by it.
That's awesome. And I've only heard good things, and I don't know if I could, if people could notice you're wearing a Moosecraft
Oh
barbecue shirt, because
yeah,
I
it's the monotone, but
that the
yeah,
old
gotta
school one.
rep the moose.
Yeah, they I remember I was at Moose one day and he was putting, I think, did you send him stickers or something?
Yeah, I think I sent him
A sticker.
all I've got is stickers, so yeah.
Yeah. No, because I remember him, like he was putting something on, like I think I brought him my sticker at the time, and so he was putting your sticker on like
Oh, cool.
his little sham or something, like auto sham. So yeah, it was cool. That and I'm like, oh yeah, that's like so that's, I'm really, really happy for you. I can't wait to visit you once this clears up, because I want to make my way up the coast, and there's a bunch of new places. Like there's even like Breakwater, which is over kind of by Half Moon Bay. They have a Harper Pit. There's like a bunch of guys now kind of up that way. And then I love Portland. I love Seattle, that whole area. Are you happy up there? Do you like living?
Portland's definitely it wears on you a little bit when you don't see the sun for 6 or 8 months and kind of long for like not barbecuing in the rain all the time.
Oh
But
yeah, you have to deal with that. I forgot.
yeah, I mean, that's definitely the hardest part, is waking up at 5 in the morning and going out and spending your entire day getting rained on and sitting out at the pit and doing everything else that needs to get done. But
I should have asked that, because that's something that I think more of it in Seattle. I don't know why, but that's something that people that are watching or listening probably don't think about as much. Like there's always the elements and the cold, but raining all the time would be very difficult to deal with.
I mean, I'm definitely jealous of the guys down in Southern California that are cooking in 70-degree weather all the time, and
Well, I've
I'm
seen Andrew at Moose
just
like one or two times cooking the
yeah,
rain.
it's a daily occurrence up here,
Yeah.
unfortunately. But it's we deal with it. It's just another thing to wrestle with.
That's true. No, and it is true that it does rain that much, because I remember getting off the plane and I was driving to the hotel and I was in like a cab or something, and that dates me a little bit. But the sidewalk had moss on it, and I'm like, okay, if there's enough moisture for moss to be growing randomly on the sidewalk, they get a lot of rain there.
I mean, the one good thing is that we don't have to really have a water pan in our smoker, because it's so moist and humid out all the time, but yeah, that's about it.
Thank
Yeah.
you so much for doing what you do. Thanks for sticking around and serving barbecue to people. Thank you for doing this five sausage thing for people, for the first responders or for whichever, whoever's helping out. That's for charity. I think that's a great thing, and I'm excited to have your food and
Thank you.
thank you for
Yeah,
taking the time to be on the show.
absolutely. It's been crazy, but super glad to finally get to chat with you, and
Definitely.
thanks for all the kind words.
Hey, excellent.